How's it going, Sha?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I'm a little concerned for you, Sha.
What? Why is that? Because it's a new year and we're all turning over new leaves.
And yeah, you told me you were going down south.
Yep.
And the first thing I heard from you was not from you. It was from our friend, your co-host of your live show, Carolina. Castilia. She posted, my dear friend Shalewa is currently hurt. She's going to be down for the count for a bit because of her leg. Please send her any seamless money you have, which I thought was very specific. I was like, okay.
That was her idea for seamless money.
I thought that was adorable. I was like, yep, like this is exactly what she needs to get over her ankle injury. Mm-hmm. I thought it was sweet. It was real sweet. But also, I had not heard from you.
Right.
Like, I went to check your account because, like, I definitely like hit stories a lot and like start looking at TV.
Uh-huh.
So like I definitely know at some point like your story came up and I know I saw your foot, but you didn't give off like, yo, this is a problem injury.
Huh.
And she definitely did. Like she raised my concern way more than you did. You made it look like, no, like this is a style choice, you know?
Right.
I'm wrapping up my ankle because this is the new hot shit that I decided. The thing I'm trying, as you like to say. This is some New Year shit. Okay, we're going to have wrapped up ankles this year. Shalewa says so. You know? I was like, all right, cool. Nothing big there. Just Shalewa doing something different, you know? Carolina raised my concerns. And it turns out you broke your ankle?
I broke my ankle.
Yeah.
I broke my ankle. Yeah.
How?
The way that people normally do, just a freak accident slipping on something on the floor. I was in my sister's apartment. It was the night before I was supposed to leave to return to New York. And I slipped on some cardboard that had fallen down from somewhere. And I was coming into her apartment carrying some bottles of water and just the cardboard rubbed against each other in the floor. And I just went up in the air. And then when I landed, my foot folded underneath me. And I thought I heard the rattling. And I've gone down before because of knees, where my knees, I feel my kneecap pop out of place. And then I just pop my kneecap real quick back into place while the adrenaline is running. So I thought, oh, that must be, who knows what happened, but I guess that's what happened. So I moved my foot back into place and then I let go and it flopped again. So that it was 90 degrees to my body, like a perpendicular to the right, which is not the direction that a foot should face naturally. It should face forward, not 90 degrees to the right. So then I just said, oh no, and then held it in place. And luckily I'd just come in from outside, but I'm in my sister's, apartment. It's getting dark. She's on her way home from work. So I luckily had my cell phone in my pocket and I got it out of my pocket and I called her up and told her, hey, when you get home, I will be on the floor with a broken foot or ankle or something. So don't think someone broke in, but that is what has happened. So she's freaking out and I'm keeping her calm. And then I was like, all right, well, I got to go because, I got a broken ankle. And I called my roommate to see if I was doing this right by holding my leg up in the air. And I was like, hey, man, I broke my ankle. I'm supposed to like keep it up, right? And he was like, when did you break your ankle? I'm like, oh, about like 2 minutes ago. And he's like, you mean you just broke your ankle? I'm like, yeah. So I keep it elevated. He's like, and I hear him tapping on his phone. He's like, yeah. And ice, can you get to ice? I'm like, nah, I don't think I can shimmy over there. I was like, in the movie version of me, maybe I'd shimmy over there. But my sister has like one ice tray, which my roommate didn't understand because I literally got him for Christmas two ice trays to add to the four that are already in our freezer because he eats ice. So
Yeah,
so I was just like, yeah, no, that's not going to work because she has her own. She's a dancer, so she has her own things that she's got to put ice on. She only has one ice tray. I saw her icing down something yesterday. We out of ice. We out of ice. So, you know, we call an ambulance. It takes them a little over an hour to get to us. And because my sister is, her apartment is on the second floor. The stairs are outside of the building and they're just like weird little, like here's seven steps and then you make a weird turn and then here's six more steps. You make a weird turn and here's eight steps. You know, it's like a weird, not a spiral, but just around the side of a house and kind of steep. And again, outside. And so at first I was like, well, let's drive to to a hospital ER. But then those stairs, I was like, nah, let's call an ambulance and I'm going to have someone stabilize this ankle.
Oh, yeah.
And so they showed up and they had some sort of chair kind of thing. Because I'm like, they certainly have stuff to get people downstairs. And they do.
Good,
they got
good.
A chair. It leans back kind of like a conveyor. And they just kind of, the wheels kind of do a weird thing on the steps, but it lowers you down.
That's what's up.
They did that. And I went to the ER that they recommended, which was not one of the two that I thought I would go to a hospital that was kind of close to my sister's.
Yeah.
But that ER is not a trauma ER. So I guess they only take care of sniffles or something. I don't know. But they were like, there is a chance you'll go there and they won't have everything, what you need. And I'm like, they don't have bandages and splints and shit. And they're like, you know. And so if you want us to take you there, but there is a possibility because it's not a trauma one, they may want to transfer you somewhere else. And then there's the main hospital for Atlanta, the city of Atlanta, which is Grady. And the best way to characterize Grady is when people are born there, when you've met someone who's been born at Grady,
yeah,
they usually have the term Grady baby tattooed on them.
Word.
And it's always on the neck. It's never anywhere else. Everyone I've ever met with a Grady baby tattoo, it's never been on their arm. It's never been on like a foot. It's always on their neck. So that's what we're dealing with. Like there's a chance I could go to Grady and just walk out with one leg. Like, or they're just like, you don't need this. Shake it off, playa. And then just, they're busy. But they are like a top trauma ER, but that's not what. But as it turns out, I got down to the ambulance and they asked the dispatcher, like, you know, she kind of wants to go to Piedmont. We're explaining the trauma thing. What do we think? And the dispatcher was like, oh no, take her to this one because those two hospitals that she's thinking of, they're slammed right now. So take her to this one that's in the opposite direction, but not that far. They should be okay. And we got there and they also were slammed. So there's something about December 27th where everybody got hurt or everybody went to the ER. And it was the middle of the week, which is weird because I had always heard that Mondays are the busiest days in emergency rooms.
Yeah.
Because people think they can make it until Monday. They're like, you know what? If I can get through this through the weekend and get to Monday, I'll be fine. And right. Then usually by Monday, they're like, oh, I'm not fine at all. I need to go to the ER. That's something I've heard from nurses.
Okay. First, GradyBaby.com. They sell
out. Did you look up GradyBaby.com?
GradyBabyCo.com is black owned Atlanta based and focused clothing company, including they have a Grady Baby Co. Sweatshirt. Looks awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They have other cool Atlanta-based shirts. My favorite one is a shirt that says We Full, and it's quoting Atlanta, like Atlanta, the city is speaking.
Yes.
I think that's great. Life is just better in Atlanta. I'm digging this whole look. I didn't know Grady Baby was a thing, but I like this movement.
Well, I mean, Grady is a thing. No, you won't like the movement. Try to take your kids to Grady. See if you like the movement. I've been to Grady before. I mean, it's one of those things where it is a good hospital underneath all of the bullshit. It is a good hospital, but that means it's the hospital that everybody has to go to, which means no matter what the problem is, that's the hospital for the city of Atlanta. And it's a mess because of that. And there are other hospitals that have been shut down. Atlanta's dealing with a lot of hospitals being privatized and then shut down, which I guess is actually kind of happening all over the country, honestly. There is a shortage of hospitals around the country. So Atlanta's lovely, but, and you know, you got to triage these ambulances to wherever, you know, okay, who seems like they're going to die? What's a true emergency? Blah, blah, blah. And I get that broken ankle, whatevs, but over an hour is.
Yeah, that's wild work.
That's kind of wild. That's kind of wild business. But you know, I'm like, well, I mean, I can't, there's nothing to do until they get here. So then the ER is an ER, you know, it's kind of wild. We're there overnight. They put a splint on it. I've broken a ankle bone. And then I was like, okay, I got to fly to New York tomorrow. What's that looking like? And the doctor was just like, no, we can get you on a plane tomorrow.
I don't know why, just like that made me laugh. They're like, yo, now we need to see you leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, no. Like,
flight or not, you're not staying. Yeah,
it's just going, we're going to put a splint on it. You can get on a plane tomorrow. And I went, huh, great. So by the time, all told, I'm back or out of the ER, I'm back at my sister's, parking lot because I couldn't get up the stairs. And so it's like 5 in the morning. My flight leaves at 5:30 in the evening. And I said, just bring down all my shit. I'll just pack it up. I'm in a rental car because I rented a car. I'm like, we can return this car early. We'll get me into the airport. We'll see about a standby, see if I can talk my way onto an early flight. And then, you know, my sister can get an Uber home or whatever. So that's precisely what we did. And she got the people at Enterprise to find a wheelchair for me. She pushed me in the wheelchair all the way to Delta, where Delta has their own wheelchair thing. She stayed with me until they transferred me into a Delta wheelchair. Now, at this point, I got a big old thing on my foot and crutches. Also, first broken bone. Never broken a bone before. Never used crutches before. Yeah, you know, it's never too late, everybody.
Amen, yo. Look at you.
Don't let your 50s scare you. Go on, break a bone. You know what? You'll do it anyway. You'll Real probably talk. Do it anyway. So,
look at you bringing in a new year with new experiences.
thrilled. So thrilled. And I managed to get standby on a flight out of there at like 10 in the morning. But that meant I had to wait for everybody to get on. And then I had to, again, still high off of painkillers from the ER, on crutches with two bags to put up in the thing, had to get on a plane on crutches while everybody else is on there. I was lucky. The first seat was a middle seat. And I was just like, I don't know how the fuck that's going to happen. But it turned out some woman wanted to sit next to her husband. And she was like, I'm not moving. I know this isn't my seat. My other seat was that aisle seat. I'm like, perfect. Great. I can get out of here. Last one on that plane, last one off that plane, made it here. In the meantime, as we're taxiing to leave Atlanta, my sister's sending me texts like, who can I call to get you to pick you up or be there for you? Blah, blah, blah. So that's when I gave her Carolyn's number. They got in touch with each other. So when I got off the plane, Carolyn was there to drive me home. She helped get me into my apartment, which by the way is empty because my roommate is also out of town because it's the holidays.
Carolyn expressed way more concern than you did about all of this. You posted a video of you, I feel like you were dancing. Like nothing about your IG story.
Oh, because that was days before. Yeah, that was days before I went out dancing, sure.
Like I see, like she's sounding stressed. I keep going to your thing for confirmation. And I'm looking, I'm like, Gabby, I'm like, I think she's hurt, but also having the time of her life. Like, I don't know. I can't make sense of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I messaged you and like you would like you sounded peppier than ever in your response.
No,
you know, like just... I'm good. You know what I mean? But thanks. Like I was like, all right, I guess Slay with good money. You know, yeah. Like I was very confused. But I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I'm here. My roommate will return shortly. We had a friend who's been watching our cat while we were gone. And that friend has just continued to come by every day to make sure I haven't fallen. So
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yo, like hit us up. Let us know, let people know if you need some. You know, I'm one of the few Brooklyn people that drive. I got you.
Right.
Back.
Yeah. So it'll be fine. I guess it'll be fine. The next step is surgery. It'll be great. I say it'll be fine. It'll be great. I am not stressed out. I am just like, I don't know how. There are a lot of balls in the air that I just got to figure out which ones I can drop and which ones I can keep up. But, you know, I guess it's, I guess I'm trying to be positive.
Yeah. I think that's what confused me, Sha. Because, like, I won't say you're negative, but you're not positive.
I'm you know, pragmatic. And this
was, yeah, like this was the most positive I felt like you've been. I was like, all right, maybe like Shalay was really like feeling Atlanta this time around, you know, spending time with her sister. Maybe she's like, I thought she was gearing up to be like, y'all moving back. Like, you were so in the euphoria of Atlanta that, like, yo, she broke a foot and is still like keeping her on her feet. Like, I don't know what's happening down there, but like, it felt different. And I was like, oh, like, this is just shot in real pain, apparently.
I'm in serious pain, and I actually turn into a nice person, or I just I hope. That, well, I mean, the way that I cure anything that's wrong with me is literally through deep breathing and ginger ale. So yeah, this is just kind of how I stay okay.
Okay. Just well, by, we're,
like,
all we're
right. Well,
you.
Here we go.
Did your sister? I would assume has broken stuff, right?
No, she hasn't either. She's pulled a muscle or two from dance or whatever, but she's never broken anything.
I would have assumed only because she danced a lot. Like she might have got like a sprain. Broken some stuff.
Yeah, she's been sprained. She's had a sprained ankle or pulled a muscle or something, I think, but not. She's not broken any bones, so.
That's really wild, yo. I feel like that's props to your parents.
What, for keeping us?
Keeping y'all unbroken this long, you know what I mean? Like, that's that. At the very least, we know y'all got plenty of milk, right? Strong bones.
Well, here's the wild thing. I am lactose intolerant, so if I got any calcium in me, it is, it's what the Lord gave me. No more, no less.
All you need it.
Well, we'll see. We'll see if they gotta infuse me with dairy or whatever. But So I don't know. I think it's really just I'm a scaredy cat. I it's something I worried about. You know, I'm older, and I'm like, okay, falls are going to be serious. I'm in this stupid city that doesn't care about anybody who can't get around good. So how is that going to go? So I'm already annoyed, you know.
I'm glad you're home. I'm glad you're in a place where I feel like we specialize in getting people around who are hurt. You know, we got whole extra buses for it.
Those are terrible. I mean, yeah, I guess they got those all kinds of places, but the New York ones, I don't know. I'd rather we'll just take my chances with with these crutches. We'll see what happens.
Okay. Yo, real talk, yo, you gonna make it. It's gonna be fine. I see a lot of Uber in your future. A lot of
That's really where the seamless money is going. It's going to Lyft.
Yeah, it has to. It has to. But yeah, let me know. I'll do a Target order for you. Have some food delivered. You know, we'll figure it out. Oh man, yo, Gabby was tight in me, like, cause I was like, I'm gonna go help Shy. She hurt her foot. She hurt her foot, I'm like, yeah. She's like, why are you telling me this now? like, because I went straight to like, I'm helping you with the surgery day.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, yo, she's getting surgery on her foot. And like, I'm finding out about this. Because at the time we thought we was doing it today. So like, I'm telling her like 4 hours before. So she's like, Shaw's getting surgery on her foot tomorrow. And you telling me this today? Like, what's going on? I'm like, yo, honey, this is all news to me, kind of, too. Okay? Like, I knew something was wrong with her foot. Didn't know the extent of it. I thought it was a stylistic choice at first. But no, it's a real injury. And they're, like, fixing it. So I'm going to go help. All right, cool. But you got to do better. And I don't know how this became I did something wrong thing. But I'm here. You know? But, yeah, I'm glad you're recovering. You're going to be better than ever. You're going to be back to dunking next week. You know?
Sure.
How what's the recovery time for something like that? What did they say?
Oh, it's like it runs from 6 weeks to a year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's months. It's months and months and months. Yeah.
But these doctors, yo, they got a racket, man.
But, you know, honestly, it's a bunch of little bones. It's a bunch of little bones. Yeah. So, you know, this was the breaking of the fibula. So that's one of the long bones in the shin. And so I got to get a little metal doohickey put on that and a little pin to make sure everything stays. It's outpatient therapy, but, you know, I also got to stay off of it for quite some time. And then hopefully I'll move on to like a cast and a walking boot, but I probably will still have crutches at first. And then I, you know, and then there's physical therapy. Like this is all of this year. This is literally 2024 is about the ankle.
Oh my God.
Yeah. This isn't like you bounce back. You got a little cat. Yeah. No. This is like a whole thing.
Yeah.
So save some of your positivity, because we got to take that out in drips. Because if you burn it all now, you're gonna be done by February, and I'm just getting started. Yeah, it's truly a whole thing.
I want you to know that I've been looking up Saucony cast covers. You know, see if they make some, so you can still match, you know, still be on brand.
Oh, that's good. You am worried about the wear on my sneakers and me hopping on one of them over and over.
You're just going by lefts this whole year.
Yeah,
you know?
Just all lefts.
Oh, man. Well, let's get into the news. Let me know if at any point you need to take a break for your ankle. I don't know how that relates to the podcast, but just in case. Oh, man. Kicking it off. Teen. Found after missing for 6 years, breaks his silence and says, I've been lying. That's right. UK teen who resurfaced in France 6 years after going missing when he was 11 years old, told the newspaper he decided to return to Britain because he wanted a better future. Alex Batty, now 17, said that he lied about the details of his escape to protect his mother and grandfather from the police. Batty, disappeared while in Spain with his mother and grandfather in October of 2017, but turned up in the mountainous area of southern France last week. Batty told the local newspaper in an interview published on Friday that he had chosen to leave the pair after becoming fed up of drifting around Europe with them. I realized it wasn't a great way to live for my future, said the teenager, who was back under legal guardianship of his maternal grandmother in northern England. Moving around, no friends, no social life, working, and no studying. That's the life I imagined I would be leading if I were to stay with my mom. Batty was found walking near Toulouse by a delivery driver earlier this month. He was in good health. The teenager told the local French investigators that he had lived in a spiritual community and never stayed more than several months in the same place. She's a great person. I love her, but she's not a great mom, said Batty. Yo, damn it.
Yikes.
Jeez. He added that she was anti-government, anti-vax, whose catchphrase was becoming a slave to the system. Yo, low key, that's a hook, though. I had an argument with my mom and I just thought I'm going to leave because I can't live with her.
Wow. I mean,
that's a wild story.
Have you ever, you've never run away, right?
I went about half a block from my grandparents' house once.
Came back. Yeah. That's about right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I did the stick thing though. I did like, I got a stick because I saw it from the cartoons.
Okay. And you tied a rag on it?
Stick. I put my book bag on it.
You put your book bag on a stick?
Yeah. I don't know why. I didn't know what the stick was for, but I knew that they did it. So I put my book bag on the stick and then I walked half a block. I turned the corner. Like, this is crazy out here in these streets. And I came back to grandma's house. Nobody knew what happened. It was just me.
That's so funny. Yeah, that feels like, running away is either a thing you do when you're like a kid and you're just like, I'm leaving. And if your parents are there, they're like, okay, go ahead and leave, you know, like, cause they know that you truly don't know where you're going.
Right.
So it happens when you're like 8 or 9, something mm-hmm. like that, or you are 15 and you are never coming back. You know what I mean? It's either like, oh, this little kid, they're finally getting a taste that life is unfair.
Yeah.
Versus I have to get out of this terrible situation. Like that's truly, it feels like those are the,
You run away?
Oh, let's see. Well, the first time I think I was like 9 and I was just like, I can't, I must leave. My mother is extremely unfair. My mother helped me pack. Oh, you gonna move? Okay, I'll help you pack. So she helped me pack a little bag. And then I just went outside and I saw the kids that I played outside with. And then I just kind of hung out with them. And then just ended up, we all went to someone's house and we were just watching TV. And my mother just came up there later and got me. Because it's like, she doesn't know where to go. Right? And so I was like, well, okay, great. And then after... like later that night, she came in and gave me a spanking. And I was just like, but you helped me pack. How are you going to punish me? You helped me pack.
This so is on
was,
you.
Yeah. I was like, I don't understand this at all. And then the second time I did it, I probably was 12.
Okay.
And that time I was like, nah, I'm getting the hell out of here. And I went to the next apartment complex and saw a couple of friends. And told them I can't do it anymore. They're being unreasonable. And then as I was leaving there to really like hit the road, I think my dad drove by and was just like, come on. And I don't think they gave me a spanking that time. I think they were just like, ugh, this one, you know, but yeah. And then I guess maybe the third time is when I went to college that one year.
Yo, real talk, I live a block from my parents now. I'm never running away. Okay?
yeah, you don't really. Yeah, yeah.
Real talk, I'm right here. Real talk. Let my siblings move out. I might move back in. You know what I mean? Yeah, y'all got the space, you know? Why not?
That's so funny. I mean,
real talk.
Just me moving to New York is a little bit of me running away in that they thought I would have done this many years earlier.
Right.
I did it 20 years too late, but they really were expecting me to be gone by 20. Just like, get out of here. So, but yeah,
you gotta know your babies.
How hard is that to just be like, my mother is a bad mother?
Yo, real talk.
At like 11 and then just to be gone for that many years and to come back, but then just be like, yeah, no, I had to go because she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yo. And to be like, she cool people. It's just the mom part? Nah.
Right. Yeah.
Real talk. You want to play Uno with her? She's great. You know?
But as a mom, not so good. And it's not even like you can say you don't know what you're talking about. You're the child.
Yeah.
The whole job. You're the whole job. And if the whole job is like, you are not good at this, and you got to go get the one that, that's a,
By the same token, if like your only frame of reference is her and you're still like, nah, B, there's got to be better. Like, yo, that's wild, yo. Like, listen, I don't know what other moms are doing.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it. You're my only experience. But and there's no way you're doing good.
You're the best. Yeah, there's no way you're doing this, right?
have no idea what else is possible. You know, the grass is always greener. I promise you it's greener wherever else I go.
What are you gonna do when your kids run away? I say when.
I assume, I know my daughter went to go check in on her friend once, and that scared the hell out of me. Mm-hmm. I didn't know where she went. She was missing for like an hour. I think I talked about this once on the pod. During like the quarantines, like first like coming back to school kind of phase.
Right.
One of her friends got really sick, and this was before we had gotten her phones, and it was the first year she was walking to school by herself.
Right.
Which I had pushed for. So right. I come home from, I think, doing the podcast downstairs. I came upstairs, her brother's home, and she just has a note on the kitchen counter saying, hey, I went to go visit my friend. They were sick. And like gives me and wrote down the address of where they lived. Mm-hmm. I drove to the address. I bang on all three of those apartments. Like, yo. And like, I'm like, describe, and like, nothing. And I have no details. I'm like, yo, Spanish girl, 11 is here to visit this girl. And like, that kind of sounds like every apartment. Every apartment right, was like, we exactly. got a daughter. Yeah, like every apartment was concerned now. And they're like, nah, this ain't our kid. But I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about my kid potentially visiting your kid. And then they're freaking out. They're like, oh, well, I got a niece that goes to that school. Or like, so it just, I know I stressed out way too many people that day. But that was as close as I felt to her disappearing. And when she came home, she got, my mom was here. She came home. Mom calls me. I come to the house. I definitely like fear of God her.
Right.
Like I'm the chill parent, and I was not chill.
Right.
During that convo. And I don't think she'll ever run away after that convo. And Aiden was in his room, and I think I'm more scared than her.
Yeah.
But so I think that's
because I was gonna say, oh no, she'll run away again. Don't think that's babe. I mean that you, like, you fear of God in her, but her instinct, was she going to check on the girl to make sure she was okay?
Yeah, that's what she said. Like, she was like, I brought her homework. I went to, like, check in on her friend. But to me, I was just like, yo, I don't know where you went.
Right, you know right, what
I
mean? Right, right.
And, like, yeah, like, I told her, yo, listen, like, I'm jolly and shit around the house. I make jokes. Your mom does the serious day-to-day. But, mm-hmm. like, everything I do is for you. Like, for you to exist and live. And that thing, the only thing I'm working towards as a person, I mm-hmm. thought I lost it today.
Right.
You know, and I said that very seriously, angrily and loudly. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the tenants on the third floor understood everything I said.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yeah, I conveyed not just like anger, but like
concern.
Like concern and fear.
Right.
Like as a person on my end, as well as like what could happen to her. So I think that like if she ever were that mad, I think she'd remember that combo. But who knows?
I think so too. But I also think in her is you, which yeah. means
damn, B.
I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Nah, she's not because
she will
be
I'm
that.
Sure she will go, look, I will let him know more of whatever it is I think he needs to know. But this is a thing I have to do. And yeah. if she is someone who sees somebody in trouble and is like, I gotta help. Like, I think I feel like you got a couple of real good kids. First off, they hadn't run away yet and they're in middle school. So I don't even know, you know what I mean? And I don't you don't seem to be giving them a reason to run away at 15. So I think I feel like honestly, you're going to be fine. But I feel like if she is trying to help someone in the way that you would try to help. And yeah. she might be just as hard headed, if not more so, than you.
Yeah. Nah, I get that. It sucks, but it's true.
I know. Wow. It does suck. It does suck. All you can do is what you can do. You know what I mean? But you are kind of raising yourself. And now you see why I don't have any children.
Nah, you winning. You winning, yo.
Because I'm like, yo, if I got to do with me, yo, no thank you.
I don't know if I told you this. A few Thanksgivings ago, I got into a fight about the same situation in opposite directions, and like I couldn't defend it both ways. Mm. I was at my parents' house. I parked the car, The kids go inside first. And right when I'm walking in, I see a woman in like a domestic dispute with this dude. And like, he's like, you know, really being physical with her. So my dad was there in the yard. He's 60. So like, I just ran out
right
to the street and I split them up. And when I get back inside, my mom is like, what the fuck? Like, yo, why'd you go out? I was like, because she was getting an ass kicked. And then my dad was like, yo, don't do that. Like, that dude was huge.
Right.
You know? And like, you don't know what, and more importantly, you don't know what else he's capable of. And then like, my mom was like, yeah, but like, that's who he is. Right. And then I couldn't like defend the action. It's just, it felt like the right thing to do.
Right.
So I was just like, yo, listen, I did it. Cool. It's done. She's good. And then my son was like, yo, so why'd you go out there? And I'm like, don't do that. And he's like, you tell me not to do any of that shit. I was like, you damn right I tell you not to do any of that shit. You are 5 feet tall, my G. You weren't breaking up that fight. Okay? I'm having like my dad and my son argue the opposite ends of the same argument.
Right.
And I'm in the middle of it because I agree with both for the other person.
Right. You know what I
mean? I'm like, hell yeah. What my dad is saying right now to me, Aiden, listen to that. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't go out there. You're goddamn right. You were too small for that. Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are all of these wild little scenarios where you're just like, you got to understand why I tell you to do these things.
Yeah.
But you also have been telling them and teaching them in such a way that you're building a particular kind of person. And they already have an essence of you as it is. So, yeah, it's just like, how do I get them to listen to me without doing the dumb thing, but then also doing the thing and the,
yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It's too complicated. But yo, real talk, I hope all my kids do like you, Sha. I hope they break their ankles and stay home. Real talk, where I can keep an eye on them, okay?
Oh, I don't know.
That seems right, you know, for me. And my peace of mind, you know?
Oh, my goodness. All right.
All right, let's keep it moving then.
All right.
Family purchases. $10,000 in gift cards for Disney Vacation, only to realize they're for Disney Plus. Yo, that's wild work.
Yeah, well, this story was so funny to me. I mean.
Oh, my God. I feel like that's the whole article, essentially.
Yeah, that's basically it, is that this family bought a bunch of gift cards thinking it was for Disney, the amusement park, and it was for Disney Plus. So they were telling their family members, yo, we got this big vacation coming up and we got gift cards for everybody. We're going to go. And then it turns out.
Oh my God.
And what happened was one of the family members was tweeting about it. Or, oh, no. She had a TikTok, but the TikTok made it over to Twitter. That's how I saw it. So they had like a big, they had a big thing planned for Christmas. It's already been postponed and, they finally planned it. And, the girl was saying, my parents went out and bought gift cards for everybody. And then they were having problems like loading up the gift cards to buy tickets and stuff. And then she looked at the gift cards and realized they were all Disney Plus for the streaming service and not for the. And you know what? I mean, like, I guess, you know, she was just like, help. Can someone help my parents? Like, they spent all of this money. We're leaving in a few days. And, you know, the park is almost out of tickets because it's Christmas time. And my family, we've been waiting on this for like 3 years and all of this other shit. And then I guess Disney made it right. But
go Disney.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. Good on Disney, but wow. First off, $10,000 worth of gift cards?
Yo, that's wild.
That's insane. Let me make sure that's the correct dollar amount. $10,000 in gift cards.
Of Disney streaming gift cards. I have a lot of questions about that. Like,
yeah.
I feel like Disney Plus should have a built-in, like, are you sure? You pass a certain threshold. Like, I don't think there's $10,000 worth of things to buy on Disney Streaming Plus.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, they weren't just buying one card with that much money on it. Yeah, but you know how you can go to like any place and they just have gift cards for anything? And you just buy out a bunch and you just like, here, put 100 on this one, 500 on that one, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, I don't know how much Disney Plus is a year, but I could see you burning $100 on a gift. If that's how you're going to pay for the Disney Plus, is like, here's the card on file. Just use that up until it's done.
I guess. I mean, like, this is Disney Plus for like, what, 50 people for the rest of their life?
I mean, I guess that like, feels
like.
I'm
saying, like, I mean, wild.
I feel like if I'm the person ringing those up and putting those dollar amounts in, I would be like, how many people do you know?
Yeah, like, it should have come up.
This much. But, you know, I'm sure they were just, all they saw was the Disney. And here, this speaks to a larger thing that I want to get into, because this has been boiling my bunny for years.
Okay.
Can we get some better graphic design on these fucking, like, logos?
Okay.
Because
what do you mean?
All they saw was Disney. And it's in the traditional Disney font. They saw the big D. They saw Disney. They didn't notice that there's a plus sign at the end. All they saw
the plus
was
is kind of lazy.
The plus, yeah, just plus at the end is not enough. If you're dealing with older people and they see Disney, you've got the brand recognition, right? And yeah. I know you just, everybody wants shit to be streamlined because they flattened all of the images lately so that they look better online or some shit like that. So there's no dimension, which is very upsetting to me. There are things that used to look good, like they were kind of popping off the page, but now that everything is online, they flatten it all, so nothing really kind of comes out at you. So it just, all people see is Disney, and their eye kind of stops there. No one thinks to look for the plus. They could put plus, the word plus, just kind of spread out the letters underneath. Do something more than just a little plus sign at the end.
Yeah.
Because eyes, once they see that big D and the I, they stop. They know exactly where it's going. And that's great brand recognition, but you got to make it stand out a bit more so you don't have middle-aged people spending $10,000 on gift cards. Because if they didn't register the plus at the end of Disney, they don't know what the Spotify fucking logo looks like, or ESPN or Hulu or any of that other shit.
Yo, Disney Plus is $109 a year. This is 91.74 years of Disney Plus. Nobody's watching Disney Plus for that long, B.
No. Come on. You know what I mean? Like they see that D and that I and they stop. That plus is not enough. I feel like you have to put the word plus for some people. Like, really consider what you're doing. Everyone always caters to the young, the youth, and a youthful eye. So maybe a youthful eye will see the plus and see whatever. But who's the one with the money?
Yeah, I was going to say, youthful people don't got 10 racks.
Yeah, exactly. This was not a 24-year-old who bought $10,000 worth of... A 24-year-old is on fucking TikTok like, help my grandparents, please.
Real talk. Yo, you know how I know you right, Sha? Because of how fast Disney fixed this.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
In my heart,
like, no, we got
yo,
this.
They're like, oh, another old person this week? How much is 10,000? That's nothing.
That's
we had
nothing.
A 35,000 last week.
Yeah, we've been putting out these fires for years now.
Real talk. Nobody's actually bought a Disney Plus subscription. They all think they're going to Disney.
Everybody thinks, yeah, because that's who buys gift cards. Older people who are just like, I don't know what they want. Get them a goddamn gift card.
Yeah, Disney Plus. Yeah, put $10,000 on that shit.
Yeah, just do that. That'll be for the trip. You got to think of like who's using it and how it looks and all that kind of stuff. So I always thought that Disney logo was lazy, just like a plus, you know, the Apple with a plus next to it. I'm like, I don't know if this means TV or if this means something with my phone or my computer. Like, none of this is clear.
Yo, and none of this is how, if you're a person that, like, you're using a streaming service and you're mm-hmm. comfortable with that, you wouldn't pay for it with a gift card. Like, right. especially, like, the way exactly. they're describing it, they're like, they weren't sure. They were being told they couldn't return them because they had scratched off the cover to reveal the numbers for the gift card. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, how many things would have to go wrong in my life that I would be like, yo, I got to pay for Netflix with a gift card that I scratched off. Like, that's wild work, yo. Like, there's so many other ways that I would, like, as a person my age that's grown up with that, uh-huh. that I would be paying for Netflix. But right. I do think there is a demo that, like, after cash, a gift card might be, like, the third way that they pay for stuff.
Right, and exactly.
that's an older demo. They're not thinking of, like, I'm going to pay for this on Cash App or I'm going to get, like, a direct deposit from my account. They're thinking, oh, cash, credit card, gift card.
Gift card. Yep, exactly. I mean, hell, do you remember traveler's checks or checks in general? You know what I mean? Like,
my dad still be stressing me about, are you going on the road? Yo, you got some traveler's checks? Traveler's checks. My G, in 2024? You for real? You think I'm time traveling? Where do you think I'm going, homie?
Look, I use checks to pay for my rent. And,
okay.
you know, and I'm like, I just check in with them every once in a while. Like, do you still want me to pay you this way? Or because I prefer it just so I have, like, a little register. But I'm like, they're the only reason I keep checks around. But I will always keep checks around. I'm always like, I'm going to keep a check around. Yo. But I pull out my checkbook and people are like, what the hell is that? And I'm like, okay, if you want, I guess, sure. Well,
I need checks like 3 times a year and it always in some way involves Gabby's parents. Somehow, like, whenever my in-laws are involved, I got to, like, do a check. Like, yo, we're going to send some money to my aunt in Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. And somehow, like, I need to get a check. And I got to figure out checks for the first time that year. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, I don't have any, like, I don't do this. Like, I can't, like, Venmo them. I can't, like, I'll give them extra just to not have to figure this shit out.
Yeah, I love a check. I love writing a check. So I'm okay with that. Traveler's checks always confuse me. Every time I took a traveler's check when I worked at the Gap in, like, the 90s, it was always, because American Express had their own traveler's checks.
Yeah.
Every time I took one, it was a bad one. It was so easy to copy. Every time I took one, it was bad.
Real talk.
And my manager was just like, you keep taking these bad checks. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not the only one. No one knows what they really look like. They're not natural. I say that as the daughter of a bank auditor. They're not, traveler's checks are not natural. You know. But I mean, I will pay my utilities with a check before I Venmo them some fucking money. You know what I mean? Like, I still don't trust that. But yeah, but the point is, like, that is kind of the line of just, like, cash, credit card, gift card is good.
Yeah.
Get them a gift. Because there are gift cards for so many. My sister, when I got to Atlanta to visit her, she gave me a gift card for my favorite burger place. I didn't even know they had gift cards.
Yo, real talk.
I was like, you know, I pay out of pocket. I don't need it. I appreciate it. Thank you. But I mean, I'm just going to, you
also,
know.
Also, how often do you think I go here?
I go here the one time I'm here, 3 times a year.
Real talk, B.
Now I got this gift card that's half used. When's the next time I'm going to be in Atlanta? It's going to be a minute, judging by my foot.
No. I had my boy once give me a $200 gift card to Wendy's. I was like, yo, mommy, they got a dollar menu, homie. Like, how? Yo, the years of my life that I would have to dedicate to get through this shit. One junior bacon cheeseburger at a time. You out of your mind, homie.
Oh, my God.
I was stunting at Wendy's, though. Like,
oh, yeah. But I mean, when you throw that shit down, it's like, but also, I did use it. I went to Grindhouse Burgers and I handed her a gift card. And the girl was like, oh, cool. Wait, let me see. How do I do this? And I'm like, see? I can't just tap nothing, huh? I need to, okay.
Yeah, real talk.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, the third time I went to the Wendy's, like, the manager, like, called people over. Like he was like, yo, this is like a training. It happens so rarely that he was like, yo, everybody come over here. We got to
get everybody, get off fries, take them baskets out, leave that meat to go to the chili. Everybody, come here.
Real talk. This might not happen again. Come learn. Come learn. Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Yo, shouts to Disney for doing the right thing here. Yeah. One of the few times I think I could say that. That's what's up. Yeah,
for real.
In other news, reindeer sleep and eat simultaneously, saving precious time in the short Arctic summer. That's right. Santa's reindeer spend the off season resting up, getting ready for the grueling feat of circumnavigating the globe in a single night. But the demanding Arctic winter means that their non-flying relatives must also prepare diligently for the season. Reindeer graze incessantly during the short northern summer, storing up fat reserves for the cold, dark months when both sunlight and food will be extremely in short supply. Reindeer spend so much of the summer eating that it would appear that they have little time for anything else, including sleep. But neuroscientist Melanie Furr of the University of Zurich and her colleagues suspected that reindeer might simply sleep less during the short season and catch up on their Z's, but that's not what they found. We found that they have a strategy to deal with being able to ruminate and sleep at the same time to save time in the summer. By monitoring the reindeer's brain activity, Furr and her colleagues found that the animals were able to sleep while stoically chewing their cud. They enjoyed the benefits of sleep at the same time they nourished their bodies. We needed to be open-minded that there is not just one kind of sleep, the way that the humans sleep, but there are other ways to sleep. Traditional way to look at it is that when you're sleeping, you're not eating, but in this case, there's no time to sleep, so they must find clever ways to combine the two, and this is the way to go.
Okay, so they kind of sleep. So they, in the summertime, they just eat a bunch of greenery and then put it to the side, kind of.
Yeah.
And then when it's time to hibernate in the wintertime, they are asleep, but they also still bring up that, do reindeer have multiple stomachs like cows do with the chewing of the cud, I guess?
Oh, good question.
I assume so. I feel like if you were chewing cud, you have at least two stomachs.
Yeah. They pass them back and forth between their stomachs where the beneficial microorganisms help them break down. And in their mouth, where the cud is laboriously munched.
Okay.
This whole process enables the reindeer to eventually absorb all the beneficial nutrients that their food contains while still sleeping.
Let me tell you something. I have definitely had some meals where when I laid down at night, I was like, I wish I could redigest that. I don't think I did a good job the first time.
Now run that back through the system again.
Can we start over?
Real talk, yo. Sometimes you got to mash the potato again, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, I feel like I didn't really chew that as best as I could. Because sometimes I feel like I eat something and it just fully forms exactly like it was before I took a bite in my stomach, like a puzzle. Like each bite just comes down and reconstructs itself. And now I have quesadilla fully intact, just sitting in my stomach.
Oh, man. I know, I forgot where it was I read that, but like whenever I felt like I saw too much food at an event and I got overly excited and I knew my stomach would hurt that night, I would make it a point to chew 24 times. For every bite that I took, because I read that somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Chewing, like, instead of just gulping it down.
Yeah.
No, just slow yourself down. Like, that is the serious, everybody, chew your food as much as you can.
Straight up, yo.
Yeah.
I was surprised. Like, oh, this is the day. My teeth are here for a reason. You know?
Yes.
look at them go.
Yeah. I should do it 24 times, though. And that seems like that's not a lot. But if you count the number of times you chew per bite, that's
it'll blow
a
your mind how much more it is than you probably currently do. But it's like it was like in a study that like that's the ideal amount of time to chew food to help your body process it and for you to feel full at the right amount of food.
Was 24 chews per bite?
Yeah, every time you bite, if you chew it 24 times, you minimize like any digestive issues, and because it's taking you longer to eat each bite, you'll feel full when you're actually full, because like people tend to feel full like at a delay of when they're really full, because okay. of how fast they're eating. So like you tend to overeat because your body sends you the signal of being full 15 minutes after you were actually full, but you still kept eating. But doing this slows down how fast you eat, so it sends you that signal at kind of like the right time.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at something that's just like, yeah, 24 to 32 times.
See, boom.
Foods me that are harder to chew, maybe 40 times, like steak or nuts. Wow.
Tell you, it's the whole thing. I was definitely like bored in college online, and like I went too far down the rabbit hole. And here we go.
That's not bad. I'm gonna try and do that. I mean, I'm just sitting around anyway with a broken ankle. The least I could do is count the number of times I chew.
Yo, it was like messing with me because like I was like, yo, for real, I only chew four. You know, like it was like I kept like, because you start counting them and you're like, shit, I would have swallowed ages ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like. Yeah, like it like makes you realize how much you're under chewing and like sending food down to for your stomach to deal with that ain't ready, you know?
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, yeah, your stomach hurt, my G. You did 1/8 of the job. You know what I mean? You got chompers up here and you like, nah, send that down. He got that, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if that's why I have acid reflux, is because I'm just sending down whole noodles.
Real talk, give it a shot. Why? It's gonna mess with you a little bit. You'll be like, oh shit, I chewed six times. I would have been sent that down.
The thing is, I already eat slow. Like I kind of hate going out to eat with other people because I eat slow, and I know people are waiting for me to finish, and I just have to tell people like, hey man, go on, get the check, let's settle up. We can be here as long or as little. I'll just eat on this until it's time to go. Like, I know I eat slow. Don't worry. I'll be fine.
Listen, and but, you know what? I didn't have one yet. My New Year's resolution now. I'm going to chew 24 times all my meals in the house.
Okay.
And when I'm with people, I'm going to get smoothies and soup. No chewing required.
I don't know if you'll be able to pull all of that off all the time, but yes, I definitely, I will co-sign on the chewing 24 times. At least, yeah, I say everyone out there, all troops and correspondents, all of us should chew our food with each bite 24 times, at least for the month of January, and see how much time it takes much better we feel.
Yo, I didn't realize while we were saying this. Mm-hmm. Yo, low key. It even works as a brand, 24 and 24. Yo, 24 bites or 2024. We out here, baby.
Have you come up with a slogan for the new year? Here's what I've been saying. Kick in the door, waving the 2-4.
If you would like. Kick in the door, waving the 2-4 t-shirts. All you gotta do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple or Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars, you don't approve, you get in the 2-4 wave that you, okay? 5 stars, you waving the 2-4. You taking over this year. It's gonna be great times.
Quick question, is there a gun that's a 2-4?
I don't believe so, but I'm excited.
I don't think so either, but that's fine. Wave whatever you want.
we're waving the year because we control it, okay?
Yes, that's
it's
right.
In the palm of your hands.
We're showing it who's boss.
If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at Gastro Monte. Shout outs this week to Bishop, Winnie Locke, and Lori McDaniel. Always appreciate y'all. With all that said, I am the excited for the new year, Gastro Monte. You know what I mean? With my incredibly dancing on one foot.
His hobbling sidekick.
Shalay, what's up? This has been an exciting kickoff to the new year episode of The War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.